happened this morning is an outrage. My boy's no criminal. He and those children belong in school, not back out on the street.
You're a fascist, Clark.
Our kids don't deserve this. Some of those children are smart. They're just discouraged about what chances they got out there.
Sit down.
What kind of jobs they got waiting for them.
Jobs?
Now what kind of chance do they have?
He don't care. They ain't his kid.
He insulted the black football coach.
Now sit
down. The man's gone crazy. He's declared war on his own people.
I remind you, Miss Barrett, that Mr. Clark was nice enough to come to this emergency meeting after a very trying day.
That's what he gets paid for.
I think we owe him a chance to respond.
Oh, man.
They say one bad apple spoils a bunch. Well, what about 300? Rotten to the core. Now, you're right, Mrs. Barrett. This is a war. It's a war to save 2,700 other students, most of whom don't have the basic skills to pass the state exam. Now, if you want to help us, fine. Sit down with your kids and make them study at night. Don't get your families off welfare.
How dare you talk to these
people
about
welfare? Give our children some pride. Let them get their priorities straight. When Dr. Napier came to me offering this job, I saw the lightning flash. I heard the thunder roll. I felt breakers crashing, swamping my soul.
We are not in church, Mr. Clark.
I fell down on my knees and I cried, "My God, why hast thou forsaken me?" And the Lord said, "Joe, you know damn good." No, I mean this. More than you realize. You're no earthly good at all unless you take this opportunity and do whatever you have to. And he didn't say, "Joe, be polite." Do whatever you have to transform and transmogrify this school into a special place where the hearts and souls and minds of the young can rise, where they can grow tall and blossom out from under the shadows of the past, where the minds of the young are set free. And I gave my word to God. And that's why I threw those bastards out.